Soybean rally to China news could be somewhat muted. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. President Trump reported a successful meeting with Chinese President Xi this past weekend, generating some optimism commodity prices would strengthen based on the news. But a market analyst says there aren't many details at this point, and a deadly hog disease could reduce China's demand for soybeans with the tariff truce set for 90 days. More after this. Global Commodity Analytics President Mike Zuzulo says he senses the soybean market will be conservative in its response to the trade truce between the U.S. and China.
Fundamentally, we have to assume until we get closer into January that the African swine fever is going to diminish the potential for soy demand overall in China because we once again had another case in a major province in the Globex trade Sunday night. That really, in my opinion, watching it for a lot of the overnight market on Sunday, Monday morning, was very key that it did trim the gains quite quickly once that news broke. And I think that disease is spreading, in my opinion, and spreading to a point where you're feeding hogs out substantially that are healthy, but you're not allowing those hogs to move around the country. So there are going to be some supply issues in some major provinces spring up here, I think, in the next 60 days. And it makes me very price-friendly. The hog complex, even though we've probably priced some of that in already. But getting back to beans, because of the African swine fever, because of the potential that the South American crop looks very, very good, and we've had a record pace in the biggest province of Brazil at this point for soybean planting. I'd say the first step right now is getting the technicals underneath us. That means getting above 906 on a close in January lead month beans. We haven't done that on a weekly chart since June. So 906, close above on a weekly basis, I think can take us then, in terms of technical momentum, back to a 52-week moving average resistance and kind of a major resistance for the whole course of 2018 is that 935, 940 area. So those are going to be my ultimate targets to add some more hedges in place.
January soybeans closed at 913 and a quarter Wednesday. Zuzulo tells Brownfield he's paying close attention to the currencies.
We had two things happen this past week, a Federal Reserve truce on raising interest rates and stalling out the economy, and then we had the Trump truce and the G20 in Argentina. So we want a high in the U.S. dollar in terms of a weekly trend. We want a low in the Chinese yuan. I think we'll know a lot more at the end of this week. If we get that, then I think we have those upward end price action, price targets. But if the dollar turns higher against the Chinese currency, that's a real red flag, pun intended, that we still have problems in China that maybe will affect the commodities negatively.
That's Global Commodity Analytics President Mike Zuzulo. With Managing for Profit, I'm Mark Dorenkamp on Brownfield.